This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Two oil tankers were damaged in attacks Thursday in the Gulf of Oman off the coast of Iran. The Norwegian Maritime Authority said three explosions were reported on the Norwegian-owned tanker Front Alter after a suspected attack on the Kokuka Courageous, a tanker owned by a German company. The U.S. Navy's Bahrain-based U.S. Fifth Fleet said it is providing assistance. In an AP interview, oil analyst Tom Close says this is just one of a handful of incidents in the area.
This has been a theme this spring, but at this point, we don't see that necessarily this is going to expand the theater. You know, I wouldn't call it the theater of war. I'd call it the theater of occasional incidents.
Last month, the United States accused Iran of using mines to attack four oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Iran denied involvement. A day after clashes on the streets of Hong Kong left dozens injured, a group of protesters gathered under a bridge outside the Legislative Council singing. The clashes were between police and protesters who oppose a controversial extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. Hong Kong's police commissioner defended the use of force against demonstrators who took part in the mass protest.
We try our best to avoid confrontation, to let them express their view. Even they occupy the main thoroughfare of Hong Kong. Not until in the field court that they start to use weapons to charge our cordon lines that we have to respond.
The commissioner said he believes his officers acted in accordance with police guidelines. This is VOA News. A suicide blast has killed at least 8 people and wounded 12 at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan. Provincial officials said security personnel and civilians are among the victims of the attack Thursday in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province that borders Pakistan. A police spokesman told VOA a senior police commander was among those killed. U.S. President Donald Trump dismissed concerns about accepting information about electoral opponents from foreign powers on Wednesday, saying such activity would not amount to interference in the U.S. political system. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the president says he'd have no obligation to report offers of foreign dirt to the FBI.
FBI Director Chris Wray told Congress last month Donald Trump Jr. should have told the Bureau about a Russian lawyer's offer of dirt on Hillary Clinton in 2016. The president says Wray is wrong, adding, "Life doesn't work like that."
AP's Sagar Magani reporting. An Ethiopian emissary says Sudan protesters and the country's military rulers are set to resume talks aimed at returning Sudan to civilian rule. A leader of Sudan's main opposition coalition said the United States supports their efforts for a transition to a civilian government following a meeting with the top U.S. diplomat for Africa on Wednesday. The army has been in control since longtime President Omar al-Bashir was ousted in April and has agreed to release political prisoners. Violence erupted in Sudan last December when anger over rising bread prices and cash shortages evolved into sustained protests. Violence continued into this week with a deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum. Doctors allied with the opposition said the death toll from the crackdown had risen to 118. Authorities evacuated nearly 300,000 people from India's western coastline as a strong cyclone threatened to make landfall Thursday. The India Meteorological Department said Cyclone Vayu is already bringing rain, heavy winds to the city of Porbandar in with waves also getting larger. Forecasters say Gujarat state might be spared a direct hit before the storm heads back out to sea. The Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels in Yemen is vowing stern action after a Houthi rebel missile struck an airport near a Saudi mountain resort, wounding 26. None of the injuries are believed to be life-threatening. A coalition spokesman is calling the missile strike a terrorist attack against civilians and considers it a war crime. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.